Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We'd both like to see more Pitts. Oh, Mike mentioned it earlier.
All right. More.
6 targets, 5 balls, 73 yards. That's all I wanted now because I wanted it in the preseason. I wanted to get excited about what he could do. And now we're in the season, and I'm seeing what he can do a little bit, but I want more. So, Mike, to Mike's point, it's Dukes and Bell, guys. Poll questions up today. Who are you blaming for what happened yesterday? It was good until it wasn't. We're 0-2 now. 48-25 is the final score, but all you're going to see are the interception highlights. You're not going to see how this team fought and came back in the third quarter, scored 15 straight, you know, 15 points, and all of a sudden now we're in the game, and it's 28-25. That is something I think we can look at and build on. I'm not trying to be, you know, Mr. Optimistic. The mistakes hurt us yesterday, and specifically Matt Ryan hurt this team. Now, with that said, I've been a defender of Matt. I've talked about this. I think his numbers at the end of the day are going to get him in the Hall of Fame when it's all said and done. But it doesn't take away, Mike, from these moments that have happened in our city where you wonder, and the detractors of Matt Ryan have always said, oh, this kind of stuff happens. So when it does, it's hard to argue. This is why people feel the way they do.
Well, I just think, I mean, the quarterback always gets too much heat or too much, you know, praise, depending on which way the game goes. When you're getting the ball deflected like that, and again, well, then we got to do something different with how the ball is getting out. And I think in some parts, the coaching staff comes in on this. But, I mean, guys, if you didn't watch the game and you heard Matt had 3 picks and 2 pick-sixes.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, come on. What are we talking about here?
You know what are we talking about?
I mean, what do we – I mean, it is – you got to be the man, okay? And look, you can't put anybody – it's not fair to Matt to compare him to Tom Brady, who's never lost to the Falcons, because Tom Brady is just at another level. Matt is – you know, Matt is in that level along with Phillip Rivers and the other guys. And at this stage of his career, he needs some help. He needs help to do some of the things we want to do. So, unfortunately, you know, look, again, the reality is, Carl, you know, you don't – only Tom Brady keeps on trucking. Everyone else starts to show the signs of age. Matt doesn't have the arm strength to get the ball to Ridley down the side of the field when that was open. You know, so Ridley's got to adjust his route. And that could have been a big play for you right there. I just think you got to just play to the strength. Screen passes, high percentage stuff, quick, get the ball out. But because they were trying to go underneath, that's why the ball kept getting deflected. Don't you feel that's part of it? We had no vertical passing element. Whether that's a catch 22 because the Bucs were bringing so much heat, only one sack, but they were in Matt's face all day.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, being pressured, though, and being put on the ground are just two different things to me.
Other quarterbacks in different ages of different stripes around the league dealing with the same stuff that Matt was dealing with yesterday, and they made plays and won football games.
And
if that offends Matt Ryan fans, come on, guys, we're talking about a 3-pick day, 2 pick-sixes.
But Matt was making plays, and here's what I'm getting to, Mike. He actually played a good game. Here's what's crazy. The mistakes are what define yesterday, as they should, because that's ultimately what helped you lose the game. If he doesn't make those mistakes, do we win? I don't know. I don't know if anybody knows at this point if that happens. But he was playing good. That's what got us back in the game was his play. So that's the irony of yesterday is, damn, it was so good, and it looked like it was moving in the right direction, and then it wasn't, and then it got really bad. And then you're like, oh, to hell with this. So that's what happened yesterday. With that said, we're going to talk more about the Falcons coming up in our Falcon Report. There were a couple of positives. Again, we're trying to build on this. But as I said earlier, for those of you who may think that, you know, they're done, we got 15 more weeks. We're 0-2. I want to see how this plays. I want to give them an opportunity to show us as the fan base where this is going. And I did see a few things yesterday that you go, all right, because they showed some heart yesterday. I didn't think that they were gonna get back in the game, Mike. I thought it was over when it was 2018.
No, yeah, but this is real. I know we got to get onto the Dogs and the SEC and everything else, but it's just one last nugget on this. Especially Carl, 18, 19, 20. We've had parts where Matt has been part of the hole that was dug. And then he rallies back. And unfortunately, this team, including our quarterback, can't give you four quarters. That's why we are where we are. That's why we won four games. And that's why we're 0-2 to start the season.
All right, coming up are on the Falcons. And by the way, Coach's Show tonight, 6 o'clock. We'll step out of the way. Marlon Davidson is going to be the player segment. Coach will talk with Dave Archer, as he normally does on Monday. He will join us on Dukes and Bell on Wednesday. Let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
It is brought to you by our friends at Brightbox.
B-R-I-T-E, BrightboxElectrical.com, guys. If you're looking for the ultimate man cave, you maybe want a generator so you never lose power, they get all sorts of cool stuff for your home, man. They do some ideas that you might have hadn't even thought about when you're creating your ultimate man cave. BrightboxElectrical.com.
All right, Kirby, what are you doing? Now, he answered the question, and Chris, I want you to play this again for our listeners. It may not have bugged you, but what are you doing? Are you playing for a national championship or not? You have a guy in JT Daniels who's national championship caliber quarterback. He's back. He's healthy. If he's on the field, that means he's healthy. That doesn't mean he's hurt and he's limited. Play him. Let him play. And when Kirby pulled him and for Stetson Bennett in the third series, I literally lost my mind. I thought something was wrong. I was like, is JT hurt? What's going on? And then you bring JT back in and things go smoothly again after Bennett comes in and throws a pick. No disrespect, or maybe it is. Bennett was a walk-on. You went and got JT Daniels because you knew what kind of talent you were getting. Kirby, what are you doing?
JT was not 100% all week, and he practiced all week, but he didn't necessarily go with the ones the whole time. We didn't know if he was going to be able to go on Monday, and we thought Stetson really practiced well, and he and JT rolled all week, and we told him, I guess it was Thursday or Friday, we called him in and said, hey, look, you're both going to play. And we think JT's healthy enough to go, but we're going to play you, Stetson. And
so, yeah,
I mean, I always thought if that's the case, then, you know, well, then just start. If he's banged up, then just start Stetson Bennett and let him get healthy another week. Or what most Georgia fans want to see is JT Daniels, who still has less than 10 games he started in his college career, to get more experience and play the whole game. And if he does, if you feel there's some fatigue out there, let him establish a 2 or 3 touchdown lead and then let Stetson Bennett finish the game. But I don't understand why he would rotate in and out. Why are you doing that? JT Daniels is your starter. He needs to have all the reps, get as many reps, more experience. And if you, again, there's a physical element, get him out of there. But why? What is accomplishing rotating these guys in? It's not like Stetson Bennett's going to run. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Is it such a change-up, Carl? It's one thing if you were going to bring in another running back who's going to be dynamically different than him, right? That would make sense.
Yeah, for me too, Mike, here's another bigger issue. And I'm not going to put anybody's business out there. But
good news is they're kicking butt and we got little small things to argue about, but still, it made me scratch my head.
Yeah, but it wasn't about the kicking butt. This was more about how you're handling your team and specifically your quarterback room. This is how recruits are going to look at this moving forward and go, yeah, Georgia's great, but what's going on with the quarterback room? Because, as I was about to say, people wonder what happened with Justin Fields. You will probably continue to wonder. I don't know if they'll ever address it. But it gets back to trust, stability, and having a quarterback that you go, this is the guy that everybody looks to. He is your leader. And again, if you're injured, that's different. Nobody complained in the game against UAB because we understood the circumstances. But your dude was healthy. So why are you playing games? That part I don't understand. Because this is a game, Mike. We're just going to run Stetson out there. Why?
It made no sense to me. You're up 14-3. Let's bring Stetson Bennett out. Again, there's nothing. It's not a different type of athlete. And then he throws a pick, and they actually got field position. Luckily, Georgia's defense is so massive that they had to settle for a field goal. But you turned a game into a one-possession game for some stupid reason, which nobody makes
that's
sense only to Kirby.
That's it right there. It was a possession that you gave away that you didn't have to give away. And if JT makes that mistake, again, I'd rather live with the guy that I'm going to try to win a national championship with. Here's a newsflash, dog fans. You're not winning a chip with Stetson Bennett. It's not happening. You had that opportunity last year. So play the guy that needs to get ready for Florida, Mike. Did you see Florida? Play the guy that you need to get ready for Alabama.
Hey, I'm just saying, if he said that they were rotating back and forth, well, then why didn't you rotate him the whole freaking game?
That's crap.
It makes no sense. I mean, this is where Kirby's taking something which is on cruise control, and you're making it a hell of a lot more complicated than it should be. So you beat South Carolina. I know you didn't cover, but hey, you keep on trucking, and now it's Vandy next.
That sounded personal.
By the way, I'm hearing Arkansas is going to be the noon game because they're going to take Alabama Ole Miss on CBS with Ness.
Oh, is it really?
So So I just heard that from my buddies who have season tickets for Georgia. So boosters. So I believe I want to make sure that I've got it right, but I believe it's going to be a noon game against the Hawks, which sucks. But yeah, the like that one did make a lot of sense. Now moving down to Gainesville, I love the fact that Alabama. I mean, Carl, it's everything Saban would want. He can now yell and scream at the players and the media for the next week, right? Because some people think we walk on water around here, you know, because Florida was able to run the football right at them. And I think that's one area where Georgia needs to improve and get that Georgia, that classic Georgia run game, because look, Florida's the only team that's playing these guys close lately, aren't they?
Well, give credit to Dan Mullen. Mullen knows what he's doing. When he's always done well. He hadn't beaten Saban, which is the ultimate indicator, but his offensive teams have always played fairly well against Alabama, even when he wasn't there, when he was at Miss State. I think, Mike, the thing about the Dogs, 184 yards running the football against South Carolina, I thought they should have been even more dominant.
That's exactly right. And then when you compare and contrast to what Florida was doing, and again, you need a balanced attack. That's not telling you anything you don't know, but it's just something down the road. The good news is they got a lot of time to get this running game on track, and another opponent that will help them do that. Arkansas will be a physical test for the run game, but to me, that's the only thing right now which you say you need more of from Georgia. Would you agree?
I do. In this last game, what did they average? So they about 5.9 yards a carry. So, you know, again, but I thought they just should have gotten the run game going. Give your offensive linemen, give those backs more confidence.
And we're just splitting hairs. I mean, the good news is Georgia is right where it needs to be. It's like Alabama, even though that was a close game. But again, Florida was, 11th ranked team in the Swamp. That's an impossible place to go down and play, as we've seen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but to me, it's like Georgia's up here with Alabama, and then Oklahoma looks, you know, they look sluggish. They're trying to give games away. Clemson can't do anything on offense. You know, we were talking about UCLA, then they lose to Fresno.
Yep.
So, I mean, whoever you think is the elites, you know, Ohio State, you can run on Ohio State now, as we see. So, to me, it's almost like Alabama and Georgia at this next level. And then it just further illustrates how this is the year for Kirby and Georgia to find a way to get that natty. Because no one's as complete as Georgia and Alabama, and we just told you what Georgia needs to work on.
So, did you guys, by the way, hear Shane Beamer post-game get a little salty with the media?
About his team lost?
Yeah, he was not too pleased. I'll play it for you.
Shane, obviously they've got a really good defensive line over there. Just what were they doing to maybe make things physical on the offensive side and maybe being able to get a push?
Who was doing?
Georgia's a defensive line. What were they doing to maybe make things difficult on the offense?
They've got like 105 star football players in their defense. They have a defensive lineman that weighs 340 pounds and runs better than everybody on this call. They've got 5-star defensive backs. They're big and physical and fast. I mean, other than that, they're really freaking good.
He's right.
Can't argue with that.
And that's the stuff that we talk about with Alabama. I'll say this coming off the weekend. I know they played on the road and in the Swamp. You can get them. They're vulnerable. This is not the Mac Jones team. This isn't the Justin or Tua team, Jalen team. They're vulnerable, Mike. I think they're still good. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But there's a crack in the armor. And if the Dogs are going to get there, and it has to go through Alabama, which a lot of people still think it does, including me, but they're gettable. This isn't what it was, and I think this might be even a more so of a year where you can say, all right, here's what we can do well against them.
Hey, I have a hard time rooting for Florida, but I was like ready to throw a brick at the TV with the quarterback basically running with the running back on that read option. That play on the last play was like so screwy, it didn't pass the eye test. But other than that, and again, kickers suck in college. We know that. Missed extra point. Still, though, Florida and Mullen said we're getting closer with these guys. And guys, don't discount Florida, even with the two quarterback thing for the cocktail party.
Well, that's shit, too. I mean, the Dogs, I don't think that's going to be an easier game. I thought it was going to be an easier game based on what we knew about Florida. Not now. Hey, man, coming up, more on the Falcons. It's a Falcon Monday here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell.
Brady on a straight drop again under duress and will go down. And that is Marlon Davidson. How about that?
Yeah, it felt good. That's Wes with the call, Wes Durham on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And it's Dukes and Bell, guys, and we're trying to, see where this team's going to go. Mike and I do not know, but as I said, I'm not giving up on this team at 0-2, and I'm not giving up on what they could potentially do. It's hard, though, Mike, as one guy said to us, and we've gotten a lot of great texts today in regards to the game and the general feeling about the team, but a guy said, you know, it's hard to believe that they're going to find a way to put everything together because they've not done it in 2 weeks. And I said to him, you're right. That's part of this challenge. Right. You know, week one was, oh, some of our guys, you know, it's the first time they're playing this defense, and they weren't quite sure. Some of the things, assignments, et cetera. Week two, we still had penalties. We still had false starts. We still had lining up in, you know, in positions we didn't need to. All the things that you think, all right, we're going to get fixed. But at some point, that stuff has to get fixed. The coach can't continue to just preach that stuff, Mike, over and over, and then it doesn't get fixed. But that's the issue I think Falcon fans are having is even with the positives we saw yesterday, right, are they going to be able to put it together to put some wins down?
Hey, and the thing is, you know, is Josh Andrews going to get healthy from the busted hand and take over at left guard, and there'll be some veteran, you know, experience as far as, because again, there's a lack of communication, and there's just no chemistry yet. And in the offensive line, everyone tells you, you know, pick how to know sort of instinctually, you know, where to be. Mayfield played tackle at Michigan. Now they're asking him to play guard. Hennessy's just in his first year as a starter. So, you know, you would think even Lindstrom's had some bad outings, right, this season. But yeah, you'd think that, okay, somebody picked that guy up. We always seem to be going the wrong way and leaving guys unchecked and going to give help where help isn't needed. And I mean, I know on television it looks terrible. And I thought, you know, Greg Olson did a good job talking about it. He says, how many times is the center of the line going to go the wrong way here? That hopefully can be fixed. I said it on Twitter just now, Carl. I mean, I know half the fan base wants to blow this thing up, right? And the other half says, we can win 10 games. And I don't know, you want to split the baby and say we win 5 or 6? When you're down 18, you close it to 3 points, and then you still lose by 3 touchdowns? That's us. That's the, Carl, that's our DNA the last 3 seasons. Now, how much of that can be changed in the next 14 weeks by Arthur Smith and company? Because if you could ever get 4 quarters out of this team, you might actually have something to build on, right?
It's true.
And that's everybody.
Well, you know, you talk about DNA and you talk about, like, for example, identity. Arthur Smith is still right now developing what that's going to be, and he may not have the players here that ultimately are going to create that identity. But I'll use this as an example. Yesterday, as you know, the NFL had a bunch of great games. We got the Monday night game, by the way, Lions-Packers tonight. And, you know, Green Bay's a double-digit favorite at home after that debacle against the Saints in week one. And the Saints looked like crap yesterday. But I'll use this as an example. Arthur Smith's old team, the Titans, they went on the road in one of the toughest places to play in Seattle. And they went back to what they did well. They're going to run the football, and they're going to give the ball to Derrick Henry and take all that pressure off of Ryan Tannehill, who still threw for 347 yards, by the way. But they went back to what works. And if you were to ask me now for a team that he took over from Dan Quinn, nothing was working. And then you take a team over, and all of a sudden we expect things to be working. Well, I don't think they've developed quite yet what they want. We saw flashes yesterday, Mike, of a couple of things. The RPO was creative with Matt Ryan. Nobody expected it. He walks into the end zone. But they're not going to run that every week. You have different things that you're trying to do. But part of the problem is, and I asked this question after 2 weeks, and I don't even know if we'll know it after 5. What do we do well? Titans went back to what they do well, and that's why they won the football game on the road yesterday.
Touchdown, Titans!
Until we have that, and I'm not talking about the run game, I'm just saying, what do we do well? We don't know.
Right. I mean, we got a guy in Kyle Pitts that we like, and a guy that, again, when we said we were going to have Cordarrelle Patterson and Mike Davis as our running tandem, you and I were like, what? I mean, I'm like, that's something nobody would touch in fantasy football.
How did you say it?
What? What? I mean, the guy wearing number 84, what? Is going to be our running back? Well, guess what? Cordarrelle Patterson, however his career has gone this way or that way, is one of the more interesting athletes on this team. He's dynamic. Was in on 2 touchdowns yesterday, one on the ground, one in the air. Again, improvisation, it looked like, from Matt. You know, I mean, there are some things. The defense, I mean, Dante Fowler. I mean, the only thing is, we're finally talking about the first time we're positively talking about Dante Fowler since the first play against Seattle last year. That's got to change. I mean, maybe Dante hears the stuff. I know a lot of these guys hear the stuff. We've been killing him, and deservedly so, because he's, even with a renegotiated deal, Carl, he's got to be more of an impact guy. But the defense finally got some swagger and some confidence. It looked like things were cooking. Greg Olson talked about it on Fox, saying, look, these guys, okay, things are starting to click now. And maybe we can salvage 6 or 7 wins. But again, half the fan base didn't want that, as I said to start the show. Half the fan base wants us to tank, apparently. How crazy this thing has gone off the rails with a lot of the people that are supposed to be fans of this team.
2 weeks in?
Well, dude, it's football, and it's people that are, they're angry. All right, half the people don't believe in Matt Ryan. There's Matt Ryan fatigue, and the other half feel he doesn't do anything wrong. Yeah. You know, so it's, and it's just, that's why we're trying to say we'll take everything on a case by case basis. Matt was good and he was bad on Sunday.
He was. I mean, again, the numbers, 300 yards, two touchdowns, but the three picks, and you can't dismiss the two interceptions, you know, that ended up being touchdowns.
Right.
So, with all of that said, we're talking about the Falcons. It is a Falcon Monday as we discuss, what happened, what went on, how do you get right? I'd love, and maybe it's next week, I'd love to come back on a Monday. And we are 1-0. You know, we finally get one in the win column and then building on that. But we've been talking from the other side of things for the last couple of weeks, and that is going into the Eagles game. We won't be able to do this, that, and the other.
Right.
And we pretty much weren't. And then now you go, well, how do you blow a game that you got back into? So it comes down to simple things, and I know it doesn't seem that simplistic, but it really does. We didn't run the ball well, but, guys, I'm going to tell you, I don't think anybody's running the ball against that Buccaneers defense well this year. I'd be surprised if they give up 100-plus yards to any running back this year.
We're going
to
put a product on the field that the people of this city and region be proud of.
That's our next opponent and their head coach, hey, Joe Judge.
Winnable game if we can do some of the things we did, you know. And the other thing, you know what also has people frustrated? Because we don't know enough about Arthur Smith. We're projecting all the Dan Quinn crap and all
Correct.
So, and you said this on the first Monday of the season. Let me just give you this real quick, guys. You know, they might figure some of this stuff out, okay? And if they don't, we can then crap on it. I mean, it's like, as I said, there's just half the fan base is almost like, mush with this team. And that's not the way it's going to work. I mean, yeah, we got some tougher elements of the schedule. There's some teams we didn't expect, like Carolina might be pretty good this year. We don't know. But, I mean, can we just let this evolve, and then we can start pointing some fingers, and we can blow it all up, and we can do whatever we're going to do with the cap next year. It's just frustrating because that's what you're dealing with as an Atlanta fan. There's some people that don't have any faith in the organization because, unfortunately, the organization hasn't given you anything to have faith in the last 3 years.
No, and this is where even when you change regimes, you have to be patient. The problem is none of us are. We don't want to be patient. We want to win, and we want to win now, and we want to be able to be calling our friends and saying, ha, ha, like we get. Right. But, you know, it just hasn't happened that way. So I will never question again those 53 guys that are playing on Sundays. None of those guys want to take L's, but you got to put it together. And I'm willing to do exactly what Mike just said. I got to separate, just like most Falcon fans, what was and what is. I know at times it looks like what is what was, but it's not. And that's part of the issue. You're looking at it going, it looks like the same thing we had. But they're trying to move this thing, but it's going to take a minute, man. It's going to take some time to figure it out. But Mike, if they do over the next 15 weeks, I can't tell you what this season is going to be. I can't.
No, and the
I
only
want it now.
No, we want more Pitts. We know what we want. The other thing is, and now AJ Terrell's in the concussion protocol, so we'll have to wait and see where that goes. That's a big hit to not have him because Giants do have some good guys at the skill positions, you know, and we saw what Daniel Jones can do sometimes, if not all the time. But Carl, I think there's also part of the fan base, part of the reason some of the fan base is like this, kind of arms crossed, is, well, why weren't these guys ready for the season? Which is a valid question. The way we approached the preseason kind of really put us in a tough spot against Philly, and now you're seeing this defense coming. So you see the athletes, some of these guys, these journeymen, as we call them, can actually do a decent job, but it's almost like you wish you could have the preseason all over again.
You know where I'm at on this. I'm not going to make excuses. They should have played. I was screaming it when everybody told me it was dumb. But he, meaning Arthur Smith, had to weigh depth and injury into the equation of starting the season. And if you play all your guys, and if we lost, let's just say three, to some freak injuries, it sets you back even more so. So he chose not to do it. He said, you know what, we'll learn and play on the job, and we'll just get it right as we move along. And, you know, he's willing to take the heat for that. But, yeah, I totally agree, guys. You know where I'm at on this. They should have played. I think they should have played at least a game and a half, to be honest with you.
Right.
At least. To get acclimated to all the things they were trying to do, even if it meant showing some of this stuff, Mike, because I think guys would have been more they would have felt more comfortable in their roles.
Right.
Either way. All right, man. Plenty more to dive into. Hey, coming up, Falcon Reports on the way at 5 o'clock. We'll let you hear more from our coach and Matt Ryan. And we'll hear as well from the coach in the coaches show at 6 o'clock. But, hey, man, coming up, we got some guy talk, bro.
Yeah, man. Are you going to have to order Al Michaels on Amazon? That's maybe how you're going to watch football next year. Also, Carl, what the heck happened? Was somebody dropping a deuce in the back of the plane? What happened to USC's plane in Idaho? That had to be a hell of a steamer, man. It's all on the way. Guy talk next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's time for fun. It's time for Guy Talk.
Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Yeah, yeah, man. Monday. Dukes of Bell, baby, and it's brought to you by Hoots Wings, chicken wings, and other things. Three locations around Metro Atlanta. Get your wings on, man. Get some buffalo shrimp, some fried pickles. Maybe you want some tots, Carl, or like thousands of different flavors and combinations of sauces and wings. Hoots Wings, and they got Hey Man Ale at all three locations. Hey, real quick, I just saw this video that dropped from Buffalo Bills fans tailgating down in Miami. Obviously, they went down there and they kicked butt. But, you know, throwing a fan onto a table that's set on fire, is that kind of taking a tailgate to the next level or to the wrong direction?
Haven't they done this, though, with the WWE kind of thing where they, you know, sweep it off the top rope kind of thing? Don't they do that at the tailgates
they
up
jump,
there?
They take a folding table and somebody will jump off a van or whatever and then onto the thing and, like, you know, WWE style. But they decided in this one, a video that went down, it's a bunch of Bills fans that made the trip down to Miami, and they decided to take the white plastic folding table and then pour lighter fluid on it and set it on fire. And then the fan, then throwingly, a willing fan falls out of the flame. He hits the table with a thud, but he didn't have the momentum to break it. And so then he quickly escaped to a safe distance while the table was left bent downwards, but not fully broken, and the fire continues to burn. You know, so
fire. Yeah,
and again, they've done this before up in Buffalo. You know, Buffalo Mafia, Bills Mafia, which again, that's cool. It's their thing. But anyway, that the video's out there. I'll post it as soon as I get this link to stop doing the little blue circle, which is mocking me right now and turning and turning. But anyway, I'll put that up at Mike Bell ATL. Hey man, we get Al Michaels on Sundays with a Chris Collinsworth, and it looks like now it's not a done deal, but Andrew Marchand, who covers TV sports for the New York Post, is now reporting it's 90% sure that Al Michaels is going over to Amazon. Now, the rumors have been on about this for a while, and that he would be the lead play-by-play voice for Thursday Night Football when Amazon takes it over next year. Don't know what the rest of the broadcast is going to look like, but Al would, you know, take the money and run, and apparently there'd be a handshake agreement with NBC that he would come over and do the wild card weekend, and then Mike Tirico would be your Sunday Night Football host and your kickoff Thursday night game. Well, no, that would be Al. Check that Thursday. But anyway, Al Michaels would be on Amazon, and Mike Tirico would be with Chris Collins. We're starting next season.
All right. And I think we're going to see, we talked about this a couple of years back, the direction of streaming services and the NFL and how it's all connected. and where it's going to go. But yeah, man, listen, you know, you and I both, we love Al. They do a great job. Sunday night, there's not a better product than Sunday Night Football the way NBC is doing it right now.
Right. It just feels big. So I'm a big Al Michaels fan. And I just, I mean, again, with Amazon, most of us have Amazon. I've got the Amazon Prime. So is that what I guess I'd have to have is Amazon Prime, to have this?
Yep. All right. Yeah. Yep.
Which is kind of like, I don't like it either. And you and I always talk about, you know, TV services. Matter of fact, the Emmy Awards were last night. You know how I feel about award shows. But there's just so many thousands of, seemingly thousands of programs and hundreds of channels to choose from between, you know, all the special stuff that's been, you know, added the last 10 years. Ted Lasso, by the way, won Best Comedy last night on the Emmy Awards.
Yeah, I was going to say, they killed it. They racked up Queen's Gambit, which was a huge show during the pandemic. I mean, you know, in 2020, everybody was at home.
Yeah, you and I love that one.
It was great. I mean, I probably watched everything that you could watch on Netflix last year just because, but yeah, man, a bunch of the shows that I really dig won last night, so it makes me feel good, like I'm locked into really good shows.
Hey, man, I had a feeling if you saw that picture of the airplane with its butt on the tarmac, it's so damn funny that USC, they fire their coach, and you know, Clay Helton gets fired, and they got to fly into the Lewiston Nez Perce County Regional Airport, because to get to Pullman, Washington, it's actually The biggest airport is actually across the state line in Idaho. And then from there, you go to the stadium. Well, you've seen the video that went viral. Some USC coaches and staff got a little, some guys got jostled, but nobody was injured. A couple guys, as they said, went ass over tea kettle on the airplane as the plane tipped backwards on the tarmac as the deplaning process occurred before they went out to play Washington State. Who knew? I didn't know this. On a 737 in some planes, apparently they have like this stick that comes out of the back of the plane like a kickstand, which keeps the plane from tipping over. It's called a tail stand.
Okay. No, I didn't know that either. I had no idea.
Yeah, I was like, I mean, and they're saying that the grounds crew, apparently, I don't know how many 737s they get at Nez Perce Airport, but apparently somebody screwed things up. So while you're getting off the plane, all of a sudden, I did not realize there's such a balancing act on an airplane. But that's why if you've ever flown on a small plane and done like island hopping, they realize, hey, could you mind sitting over there? You're a fat guy. Yeah. You know, you sit over here and you sit over there. And apparently the same physics are applied here by United.
Yeah,
or not applied by United Airlines in this case.
I've been on a couple of those flights, Mike, and it's weird because, yeah, I guess they're trying to even out the weight distribution, and you're always wondering, is it right? Because you just, you know, because I know they're weighing the plane, but it's always like, yeah, you here, there, and I'm always like, how do you know? What's the science? Like, I need a scientist coming back here to know before we lift off that this is the right distribution.
Yeah, the accident, again, we have a lot of Delta guys who listen to the show, and if you're a Delta guy and you're listening to the show, or girl, hit us up at Mike Bell ATL or put him up C Dukes and tell us more about the tail stand. Apparently it was not in place, caused the plane to tip. The crew was able to level the plane, allow the staff to get people off, and then university said all the players who were sitting in the front of the plane, they were fine. Just a few people fell backwards. It didn't actually just go like "Huah!" Like it was sort of a slow motion tip, and all of a sudden the plane's going the other way. Scary regardless. And then the Trojans went with a true freshman after the starting quarterback got knocked out. Slovis got knocked out, and they won 45-14. So it actually ended okay.
Yeah, that's a good win for them, man. They needed it. Again, that's one of those jobs we're keeping an eye on. Somebody was saying, Mike, they're probably not going to do anything until after the season. So, that way they'll have their choice.
It's a plum job, man. Somebody's going to get paid to do that one. Hey, you and I have been accused, and Randy Mack and the rest of us, and we've all done it now. I mean, I know maybe in my 50s I shouldn't be doing selfies, but hey, just took a selfie today. I passed out while we were doing the show. I thought the show was on fire in the first hour. I look over, the dog's out cold. He's snoring, Carl. But anyway, the reason I bring up selfies, the FBI and the
organized... wait a minute now. Randy used to make fun of us with the selfies.
And now he does it too.
And now he's the king of selfies. So yes, go ahead.
That's my point. So you can mock it. But it's kind of funny. We like to have fun with it on social media. Share what we're doing. If you're interested, you follow us. If not, you can unfollow us. But we do it. Meanwhile, the mob has got a lawyer on the lam. He's a Colombo crime family consigliere named Ralph DiMatteo. And Ralphie boy, he got on the lam because apparently the FBI cracked down on his crew. And guys just, they scram. For those youngsters who don't know what on the lam means, that means just to hightail it out of town and lay low somewhere. So Ralphie decides he's going to head down to South Florida. And I guess the 66-year-old son is probably more like Fredo, Carl, in The Godfather. The son decides to take a picture of his dad in a pool somewhere in South Florida.
No pictures.
Yeah, the guy gets out of New York City one day before the feds busted his 13 co-defendants in a racketeering extortion and other big infiltration of the Queens labor unions. So the photo shows up on Twitter. Somebody in the FBI goes, hey, is that DiMatteo's son? Voila! And so they're able to get him. And you want to hear the names? Oh, I always get a kick out of the mob names.
Yeah.
Also, named in the indictment and awaiting arraignment, Andrew Mush Russo, 87. He's the acting boss of the Columbo family. Underboss Benjamin the Claw Castellazzo. My God, these guys are on their 80s. I've seen younger faces on Cash. Captains Theodore Persico Jr., Richard Ferrara, and Vincent Ricciardo. Anyway, they're all going to the big house.
So no, every time I see him, he's got a bush. No pictures.
So DiMatteo, they went down, they figured out where the kid lives. They swooped him up. So there you go. Nice job, idiot. Don't take photos of your father who's a mobster on the land.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's like old school, right? No communication, no phones, no nothing, right?
And there's a picture of him, like he's in the pool, like most of us hanging out, and he's not smiling. So I don't know if you didn't realize what it's getting. Don't put that on no freaking Twitter, okay, Anthony? Anthony. Hey, let's hit the closing bell, see if we made any money today.
That's funny.
I always love the nicknames, the Claw. Hey, man, September is really bad. August was great for us in the market, and this is not good. S&P falls 1.7%, its worst day since May. Mm. Dow Jones shed 600 points. NASDAQ was down 330, so yikes. It's brought to you that bad information from good folks at Alliance Tax Solutions. Get the IRS off your butt. If you're got to the IRS contacting you, man, yeah, you can't settle with them. You get the pros to settle, to get a deal you can live with, you can get on with your life, okay? Hey, man, it's a birthday today. Got a couple of big ones for September 20th if you got a birthday today. Sophia Loren is 87, long considered one of the most beautiful women in the world.
Yeah, she was. And I haven't seen any photos of her recently, but yes, one of the most beautiful women in the world, no doubt.
Indeed. Hey, one of our favorite comedians, well, actors actually, but very funny guy. Been in a lot of movies that we've seen. Gary Cole, who played Will Ferrell's dad in Ricky Bobby, Talladega Nights. Remember his dad is the one who decides to put him in the car with the cougar? He was also, Chris, what was his name in Office Space? Was it Lundberg? I always screw the name up in Office Space.
But he's it Bill Lundberg?
Yeah, Lundberg.
Lundberg.
Yeah, if I could get you to just move you. He's always got the coffee mug and the suspenders. And he was also on Veep. Anyway, very, very talented comic actor. Gary Cole is 64. Walking Dead fans, John Bernthal was Shane on Walking Dead. He also plays Lee Iacocca in Ford versus Ferrari. He's 45. We met him. Yeah, he's the Punisher, too. We met him here in Atlanta because you're making the show. George R.R. Martin of Game of Thrones fame is 73. Mm. Just dresses like he's at an antique fair. I mean, can we get this guy a makeover? Canadians hockey legend Guy Lafleur is 70. There was a there was a fantastic Molson ad with Bob and Doug McKenzie years ago, and they go, Guy Lafleur, what does that mean? Like the wolf? He goes, no, actually it means the flower. Art Anderson is 63 from the Four Horsemen from Rome, Georgia. Juan Pablo Montoya, two-time Indy 500 champion, F1 race winner, and the only man that Squid Billy and I have ever seen smash into a jet dryer at the Daytona Motor Speedway is 46 today. And Celtics legend Red Auerbach's birthday today as well.
Wow. Yeah, Arn Anderson was one tough SOB, man.
Oh, heck yeah.
Love the Four Horsemen. Hey, coming up, Falcon Report's on the way. We're getting you ready for the coaches show at 6 o'clock, and we'll dive in a little bit deeper into what happened.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.